Our first speaker, Michael Mantle, he's a lawyer and land rights activist who's worked with the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre for more than 25 years. He graduated from the University of Tasmania and he's the only second Tasmanian Aboriginal to be admitted to the practice the law in Tasmania. He has represented his people at a local, state and national level and also internationally. Michael was a member of the B team that negotiated with the Australian government in the development of the land rights legislation following the decision in Mabo. He had also been heavily involved in ongoing treaty negotiations. Michael is the National Secretary for the Aboriginal Provincial Government, a founding member of the National Aboriginal Alliance, and was highly instrumental in the return of Aboriginal remains from overseas institutions. It now gives me great pleasure to introduce you the renowned Aboriginal activist, Michael Mantle. So please give him a big round of applause.
Thanks, Roy. About time I got a bit of recognition. That was a lovely introduction. I pay my respects to the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. Yes, it's true that I was admitted about 20 years ago to as a barrister in the Tasmanian legal system, and after 20 years I still don't know anything about the white man's law. I wasn't the least bit surprised when John Howard ordered the invasion of Aboriginal communities by the troops, the coppers, and at least 1,000 bureaucrats when he did. There's an election in the wind and John Howard wanted to convey the impression that he was a man who could get things done and he had some interest in Aboriginal welfare and this was his way of doing it. I wasn't surprised at that. Nor was I surprised at the ease with which White Australia accepted that the Australian troops within Australia would be used against Aborigines. I wasn't the least bit surprised because anyone who believes that Australia is not a racist nation needs to look at how white people came to this land 200 years ago. Need to look at the way the Australian Constitution was rigged up in 1901 because its only reference to Aborigines was to exclude us. Our best period was in 1967. How many years ago that? 40 years ago. 40 years ago when we had a victory. And after that, all the signs have gone downhill. Yes, we won native title. We won the Mabo case. We won the Mabo case. And what the effect of that was to offer a carrot to the Aboriginal land rights campaign to bring us into the tribunals, into the rooms with the lawyers, so that the Aboriginal people who were dispossessed of our whole country went before the thief and argued to the thief for some of the crackers instead of all of the country that we lost. And Australia stood by and said, that's as good as they deserve. So no, I wasn't surprised when Howard was able to get away so easily with the invasion of the lands of the most vulnerable people in this country. Not just Aborigines, but Aboriginal people in remote communities who are entirely totally exposed to the police, to the missionaries, to the Northern Territory governments, and now to the troops and an aggressive federal government. But what I was surprised and disappointed about was our response. That's what I was disappointed with. I never saw one log rolled out on the road, even as a symbolic protest that the coppers and the army had to drive around, symbolising that Aboriginal people did not consent to the invasion of Aboriginal people's lands. I remember in 1988 when 30,000 blacks turned up here in Sydney. And we came from all over Australia to protest the symbolism, that's all it was, the symbolic gesture of white Australia celebrating the invasion of Aboriginal lands 200 years after the event. But it was only symbolic. Where were the thousands when the army and the police actually invaded Aboriginal lands in the Northern Territory, and the White Parliament in Canberra put up legislation to literally take the land rights away that all of us in this room, including the blacks in the Northern Territory, fought for 30 years ago. It was the failure of our response that hit me the most, because if we are going to accept that the carrot that the white man puts in front of us is all that we are entitled to, then we are as much to blame as the Labor Party in opposition who agreed with Howard. We are as much to blame as the blacks who are on Howard's payroll, who do the selling of his racist programs for him as a means of legitimising the racist actions of a racist man and a racist government. They hold the carrot out because we no longer talk about getting all the Crown lands back in Australia. We talk about native title. We no longer talk about the tent embassy. We no longer talk about the symbolism of the tent embassy as a reminder, not only to white Australia, but to the world, that Aborigines are a sovereign people and we have sovereign rights. Those rights may not be recognised, but so too, when a white man steals a car, you might own that car, but you lose the right to exercise the powers over that car until you get it back. Well, sovereignty is the same thing. Just because we have not been able to exercise our sovereign rights in the last 200 years doesn't mean that we have lost our sovereign rights. And we are still a sovereign people who are denied the right to push our sovereign views in a way that we see fit. But let's not always blame the white man. Let's start looking back in here. Because how many times have we been putting up Aboriginal candidates in the white elections? For Christ's sake, we are 1% of the population of Australia. The only reason we vote in elections and put candidates up is for the single purpose of trying to influence the politics of Australia. A 1% vote? You know, when are we going to wake up to ourselves that if we are trying to influence the outcome of politics in Australia, the strength in our vote is refusing to vote. Not participating in the white man's elections and legitimising it, but refusing to vote in the white man's elections. We may not have been accepted by governments of Australia, including here in New South Wales, as the sovereign people, but that doesn't mean we don't act as a sovereign people. That doesn't mean we don't stand up and say the whole of New South Wales belongs to the blacks. That doesn't mean that we say, I mean, where's the economist in the room? What's the real estate of Sydney worth? How many billion? Well, how many billion of that belongs to us? And if they talk about blacks being trained, we have to train Aborigines through CDEP. We have to train Aborigines through the schools to get an education so they can better themselves in the white man's system. They owe us all the billions of dollars. And there's our economic base. 25 years ago, Rob Riley headed up the National Aboriginal Conference. And he was talking 25 years ago about 5% of the gross domestic product of Australia going to Aboriginal people, not as a gift, but as compensation for the use of our land for 200 years. Do you hear Pearson talking about it nowadays? Do you hear Sue Gordon talking about it? And we have... Is that you, Jenny? God, strike a light. Good on your sister. That's all right. No, we can start now. We've got to start somewhere. And if the message that I have is that we have got to lift the bar, because nobody else is going to do it for us. Have we got power or have we got no power? Use all the processes that are before us. I put out press releases and they're stupid enough to print them. And there they say, here's Michael Mann saying he wants the whole country back again. But at least they've got to consider it. There are people in this room who can write letters to the Sydney Morning Herald. And half the time they won't print them, but write another bloody letter and say you oppose what John Howard is doing. You oppose what the New South Wales government is doing. Why isn't the New South Wales government compensating the members of the Stolen Generations? Or are they going to wait until most of them die before they then talk about compensation? Write letters. March in the street. Get like the Queensland Blacks. Where are you, Bob? Stand up, son. Stand up. Come to the Lord. No, I mean... We saw it back in the 80s and the 90s, the Queensland Blacks. I don't know what they were protesting about, and they didn't either. But they pulled the fence down outside the Parliament House as a sign of resistance. As a sign of resistance. And look at these kids down here at APEC. I'm buggered if I don't know what they were protesting about, and I don't think they did either. But by Christ, they had a go. Here they go. Here they are here. I knew I'd get a rise out of half the audience. Look, the message that I want to send to people is this. You can't get up off the ground until you hit rock bottom, and I think that's where we are. Don't be fooled by the blacks who are on the payroll of John Howard, who are agreeing with John Howard because they wouldn't be on the payroll if they disagreed. Don't be fooled by all the schemes that are around to entice Aboriginal people into assimilation, whether it be political assimilation through voting, whether it be having blind faith of sending our kids to white schools instead of saying we will send our kids to the white schools when the school system teaches our kids an appropriate education, which includes the values of Aboriginal people, not just the values of white people. And the message that I have is that when we've hit the stage that we have, the only way we can go is up. And the number of people here tonight is an indication of the number of people who are concerned about this issue. This room is nearly packed. I could have come here 2 years ago and I'd talk to six people. When it gets down to less than six, we'll go down to the pub and get drunk. But there is a positive message out of all this. Recognise that we have been done over. Recognise that we need to be politically organised. Recognise that within the Aboriginal community, our organisations, and if they're not going to do it, we need to set up new organisations that will do it. And our white supporters can then come out and support something. Because what we have to do is not only show resistance, but show signs of resistance. And maybe we get the start here tonight. Thanks very much for coming.